intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting at long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and whatever insanity is about to ensue. It's another very busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to try and get as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. All right, Nancy Pelosi has now left Taipei. She was in, you know, in and out, and basically annoying everybody. She accused China of standing in the way of Taiwan and insisting the U.S. has an ironclad commitment to preserve democracy. And this was all calculated to annoy China, which China is appropriately annoyed. And So definitely has kicked the dragon on that one here. Meanwhile, China, expressing their displeasure, has declared that the median line down the middle of the Strait of Taiwan no longer exists. And they've already sent aircraft into what would have previously been considered Taiwanese airspace. So they're definitely expressing their displeasure. China has summoned the U.S. ambassador to protest against Pelosi's Taiwan visit and warns that the U.S. will pay a price for its mistake. And so the rhetoric is definitely getting out there. China is getting ready to carry out targeted military operations in response to Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Now, what will that mean? Well, it depends on how far China wants to escalate things. Now, there are two islands which are administered by Taiwan, but they're right off the coast of mainland China. This is Kumoy and Matsu. And I'm going to take a guess here that China is basically going to take possession of those islands and will stop there rather than let the situation escalate. But China's going to have to do something in order to save face, and I would say these islands are probably going to be it. Okay, 22 Chinese aircraft have crossed the Taiwan Strait median line ahead of military drills. Like I said just now, Beijing is saying that median line no longer exists. They're going to fly their aircraft anywhere they want over Taiwan. And apparently China is now getting ready to launch a live-fire military drill in six maritime areas near Taiwan. And the areas are spread all around the island of Taiwan. There's a NOTAM has been issued. And, yeah, it's a great deal of coverage of the island of Taiwan. And Taiwan is accusing Beijing of effectively setting up a sea blockade around their island. So this thing is just going on and going on. Now, interestingly enough, Nancy Pelosi, after she left Taiwan, went to South Korea, and there she expected to meet South Korea's president, but the South Korean president was on vacation, and he refused to cancel his vacation to fly back to the capital and meet Pelosi. And it's being speculated that Yoon just did not want to infuriate China. But, I mean, normally when you're doing diplomatic visits around the world, these things are scheduled months in advance. And it looks to me like Pelosi just showed up in South Korea and said, I'm here, come out and worship me. And President Yoon said, no, I've got something else going on here. And so it's beginning to look more and more like this whole Taiwan trip was Nancy Pelosi's idea. And as we reported yesterday, even people in the Biden administration are backing away from Nancy Pelosi and saying, no, this is not a change in the One China policy. And I'm not the only person who's wondering about this, because over at theoriginalantiwar.com, they have an article saying that Nancy Pelosi may have done this trip to Taiwan purely as an election season gambit. It's certainly getting her a lot of press coverage and, you know, coming up on the midterm elections, and she wants to be reelected. And she may have done that. There, people are also making jokes that, you know, she went over to Taiwan to tour the NVIDIA chip factory, which her husband now owns quite a bit of stock in as well. All righty. Yesterday, there were primaries in a lot of different states. It looks really good for the Republicans out in Arizona in the GOP primary. Carrie Lake was ahead in the polls by about 20% during the day's voting. Karen Robeson was closing in on her, and it was absolutely neck and neck. Now, to do this, Karen Robeson outdid her polling numbers by about 20 percentage points, which is a reason to suspect that something is funny is going on. Now, Carrie Lake has been projected as the winner of the election, but the votes have not been completed, the counting, and the race is tightening up as more and more of these late same-day ballots keep showing up. So keep an eye on that, but I don't think Carrie Lake is in solidly just yet. And, you know, the Democrats are cheating. They really are. Okay, over in, again, in Arizona, pardon me, Mark Fincham wins the GOP Arizona Secretary of State primary election. And, you know, there was a lot of questionable stuff going on there. There was a tweet that came on out saying, "I just witnessed electioneering while I voted. It happened to me." In Pima County, the elections department told workers they could tell people Matt Salmon has withdrawn when you hand people their ballot. This was being done to hurt Carrie Lake. And, yeah, that's electioneering, and that is very much against the law. So, yeah, already we're not even at the midterms, and the election fraud is already at epidemic levels here. Now, Representative Peter Mazur of Michigan is the second House Republican who voted for the Trump impeachment to lose his primary. They are going down. Donald Trump was out there celebrating, saying 7 down, 3 to go. He's out after those Republicans who voted to impeach him. He views them as traitors, as well he should. Okay. And again, in Michigan, the GOP has picked Tudor Dixon to take on Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So it was definitely an interesting day on the elections. Over in Missouri, Eric Schmidt has won the GOP Senate nod. And apparently there were two different candidates, both claiming that Donald Trump endorsed them. But in the end, it was only one here. Let's see. And yeah, it was a huge MAGA win last night. And Adam Kinzinger looks like he's about to break into tears. And the liberals and Democrats are wailing and gnashing their teeth. Even with the election fraud, overall, it was a major setback for the Democrat liberal agenda. All right, a little bit of news regarding January 6th here. There's this gentleman from Texas, Guy Reffitt, and he got sentenced to 7 years in prison for taking part in the U.S. Capitol protest on January 6th. Okay? And what makes this significant, what makes it obvious this is political persecution, is that Guy Reffitt did not even go into the Capitol building. He was just standing outside. Now, he was convicted of carrying a gun on U.S. Capitol grounds. Prosecutors demanded a 15-year sentence, and they wanted to designate Reffitt as a terrorist. But the judge refused, saying that he never took the gun out of the holster. Okay? And but they still sentenced him to 7 years. He didn't even go into the building. And the persecution is just going on. Speaking of persecution, Alex Jones was finally forced to recant, you know, like Galileo did. and say that Sandy Hook was not a hoax and that it really did happen. And what's interesting is I'm looking at this story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. The bias against Alex Jones in this story is just obvious. And again, as far as the Daily Mail is concerned, oh, yes, all these mass shootings are legitimate and guns are bad and war is good and so forth and so on. But Alex Jones was forced to recant. And nobody's going to believe the recantation any more than they believed it when Galileo recanted. Okay, so all they've succeeded in doing is making Alex Jones a martyr in the fight for the truth. And that's all they've really done here. Okay, as long as we're on to corporate media here, CNN's profits have hit the lowest level in years. This was reported in the New York Times. And you remember when the new boss came on in and said, well, we're going to go back to being a real news network. It didn't happen. They're still as leftist as they ever have. CNN's profits are in the toilet. And executives at CNN's parent company are now saying, we've got to do something. Okay, wokeness may be fine, but we are losing money left and right, and something has got to change. So, yeah, nobody's going to, you know, nobody likes a liar. And when you know that CNN is lying to you, why would you watch? I mean, the news girls on Fox are a lot cuter anyway, I mean, in my opinion. Not that I watch Fox all that much. Another disaster. Normally, I don't do a lot of entertainment news, but I just felt like putting these in here. Warner Brothers has been carrying the banner for the DC Comics film franchise. We've got these two dueling comic movie franchises. There's Marvel's and then there's DC. Marvel very much in the lead, although I don't know about that last Doctor Strange movie. And DC Comics, not so good. And their latest one is an absolute disaster. Warner Brothers has sunk at least $70 million into producing Batgirl. And it may be more than that. Some sources are saying they've actually spent more than $100 million. They've been having test screenings for it. The film is so bad that Warner Brothers is going to cancel the release. Batgirl will not be released. It'll have to escape, I guess. And, you know, they're cutting their losses because they're just looking at the reactions from the test audiences and saying, this is not going to go anywhere. And, you know, when you complete a movie, that's not all the money you've spent. Okay, because let's say you spent $100 million actually making the movie itself. You've got to spend another $150 million, you know, making release prints, promotional campaigns, advertising, you know, send the stars out for meet and greet and all the rest of that. So at the box office, you got to take in 2.5 times the original production budget just to break even. And Warner Brothers has decided they are not going to do that with Batgirl. Now, the New York Post ran an article where they had a bunch of pictures from the set of Batgirl. And I've been on enough sets in my career where I can look at the expressions on the faces of the cast and crew and get a read as to how well things are going. And to me, looking at the cast and crew's faces in the photos, they know they're working on a turkey. They absolutely are. And I remember one of the first movies I ever worked on was Star Trek The Motion Picture. And we came on in, and they were being so secretive about it. And it was like, you know, this is the page with the shot that you're working on. Are you sure you're working on this shot? Are you authorized to see this? Was kind of the attitude. And that got me worried that we were not looking at a good movie at that particular point. Standing in contrast with Stargate. Because when I walked into that, they said, here's the script, read it, enjoy. And the message was clear. They knew they had a good movie there. And it was. It was a good movie. It was fun. It was fun to work on. It spun off a TV series. And, yeah, after a while, you begin to pick up on the psychology of whether people know they're working on something that's really going to be good or not so good. And Batgirl is not so good. Warner Brothers is cutting their losses. And so who knows, maybe it'll be released as an in-flight movie in 20 years or something. Meanwhile, over on Showtime, they have a program called The First Lady that is based on Michelle Obama, and it is being canceled after just one season, and the corporate media is scratching their heads saying, how could you cancel this show after one season when you consider that, you know, Michelle Obama is the most beloved and popular figure in the country, thereby revealing the dangers of believing your own propaganda. All right, let's get into COVID. Lot of news there, some of it not really good. There's an article that came on out of the Truth Seeker in Great Britain. The government there has confirmed that fully vaccinated young adults are 92% more likely to die than unvaccinated young adults. We've been hearing about this sudden adult death syndrome to go along with sudden infant death syndrome, you know, where we've seen all the pictures of these professional athletes and people in great condition, and they just fall over from strokes and blood clots and heart attacks and myocarditis and pericarditis, and it's becoming a major, major problem. So the national statistics in Great Britain show that deaths per 100,000 among the double-vaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds were 91% higher than the same population of unvaccinated people taken between January 2021 and January 2022. That is a significant difference in death rates between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And apparently people are starting to recognize that these experimental gene therapy shots are causing harm. There's an article out of Zero Hedge that's basically talking about all the countries around the world that are very quietly compensating people who have been injured by the COVID-19 vaccines, or if the people have died, the families are getting a payment. We are not seeing that here in the United States, of course, because here in the United States, we're all assured the vaccines are perfectly safe and efficacious, and we should not worry if those we love are just falling over dead, because that is the new normal. You know, all hail pharmaceutical companies, and let's protect the money. Over at the Wall Street Journal, they have an interesting article talking about how medical education goes woke, and they're making a very good point. If you are going to the doctor, do you want to be treated by a skilled medical person who knows what they're doing, or is it more important that the person who is holding that scalpel is ideologically woke? I would go for the first one, obviously, myself. But the Wall Street Journal is out there talking about a group called the Association of American Medical Colleges. It's a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., that advises medical schools. And they are out there, you know, pushing medical schools to adopt woke thinking. You know, proper gender pronouns, is this a boy or a girl? Well, you don't really know until they grow up and decide for themselves. I mean, just really, this is bad science. It really, really is. All right, let's talk about the international news. There's a lot going on. And apparently there is a situation that is emerging in Pisky that's just northwest of Donetsk City. There is a line of conflict there, and the Ukrainians have been shelling into the Russian-controlled parts of the city, killing civilians. And they have continued to do so despite formal complaints from the Russian government. Well, the Russian government has launched a counter-artillery exercise against the Ukrainian artillery sites and pretty much shut them down. So that particular section of the Ukrainian front line has now collapsed. Meanwhile, Russia is out there saying that the U.S. is already directly involved in the Ukraine war, and they're specifically talking about the part where U.S. intelligence agencies have been providing targeting information to the Ukrainian forces. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone
wants to help back. Our show here, we're talking about the international news now. As you are already aware, billions and billions of your tax dollars are flowing into Ukraine, and we need Carl Sagan to come back and say billions and billions of dollars wafting across the cosmos. Anyway, and what's really interesting is there's this story that's coming out of the Political Insider that Biden is continuing to shovel this money at Ukraine, even though he does not trust President Zelensky. And you have to wonder what's going on. Is there a kickback scheme? Is Zelensky using Ukraine as a money laundry? Does Zelensky have damning evidence against Hunter Biden from Hunter Biden's dealings with Ukrainian oil companies? But all we know is the money is continuing to flow over there. Biden just recently sent another $550 million. So far, Biden has sent $8 billion in aid to Ukraine. The Senate passed an additional $40 billion package last May. And so, yeah, it's another black hole of your money here. Anyway, Russia continues its special military operation in Ukraine. They are going slowly and deliberately. They're not trying to do a blitzkrieg. They're engaged in what they describe as demilitarization and denazification of Ukraine. And this does not require large movements of the front lines. And so that's where they're going. Russia continues to accuse Ukraine of committing various war crimes. All right. Now, there's a narrative that we're seeing in the media right now that the Ukraine conflict is the worst conflict since World War II. And that's the sort of thing you expect from the media. Oh, Russia's invading Ukraine. It's the worst since World War II. And it's really not true, because we had the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. We've had conflicts in the north of Ireland. We've had Cyprus. And so, yeah, this is just more hype from the media to try and give us a sense of urgency to say, yes, take millions of our tax dollars and give them to Zelensky. We bless you for it. You know, we bless you impoverishing us, as it were. All right, now the U.S., and South Korea are getting ready to play war games again. And this time the war games will include what is called the kill chain, which is an assassination program that basically goes up the chain of command, ending with the leader, Kim Jong-un. And they did this once before back in 2017. And in response, Kim Jong-un ordered the North Korea's sixth nuclear test, and after that, more war games. And so in all probability, Kim Jong-un is going to respond the same way this time. You know, the U.S. just seems intent on poking at everybody. Come on, we need a war with somebody so Biden can look good for the midterms. Come on, somebody shoot at us, as it were. Meanwhile, the U.S., Indonesia, Australia, Japan, and Singapore have launched a huge joint military drill with 5,000 soldiers on Sumatra amid the rising maritime threat from China. Okay, this is another fallout from Nancy Pelosi's little visit to Taipei. Meanwhile, Germany is promising to help Taiwan should China invade, which is more and more seeming likely to happen. So Germany will be involved over there in the war in the Pacific as they were for World War II. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the economy, because the economy is not doing very well. Certainly not for us ordinary Americans. I mean, you know, the money junkies are doing great. The money junkies are always doing great. But for you and I, things kind of suck, is a good word for it. Household credit card debt has surged in the second quarter. It's the highest jump in over 20 years. And the reason is simple. As the cost of living goes up and wages and salaries fail to keep pace, people are having to rely on their credit cards just to stay alive. And that is a very, very bad situation. It just traps them further and further in debt, makes them debt slaves. And, of course, that's really what the bankers absolutely want. Okay, we're going to take – oh, no, I got 45 seconds more here. So the credit card debt is up. And speaking of credit cards, there's been a big stink over at Equifax, where they had some false data that went out for about 3 weeks in which people's credit scores were off. They were way, way, way too low, and that meant higher interest rates on auto loans, mortgages, credit cards. In some cases, loans were turned down. Small businesses were driven out of business because they didn't have access to credit. And, you know, but Equifax is out there saying, it's not that big a deal. You know, you'll get over it. I sense a class action suit coming. All right, now we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth, you can't. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The Biden administration has set another record. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. As of 2 days ago, 609 dead bodies have been found on the U.S. side of our southern border this year. The record was previously set by the Biden administration last year. In his first year in office, 566 dead bodies were found. By comparison, before Biden in 2020, 247 bodies were found. The lackadaisical immigration policy of this administration is encouraging people to seek help from cartels and smugglers for the long and dangerous journey. Where is the disgust and outrage over all of the dead brown people? How is this not a headline from every news outlet in the nation? Kids in cages was a headline for over a year. That is nothing compared to 1,175 dead under this administration. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. During the break, I made a point of going on over and looking at some of these election results. Out in Arizona, Carrie Lake is still ahead, still projected to be the winner. She is leading in every single Arizona county except Maricopa. I'm sure there's no meaning whatsoever to that, but I just thought I would mention it. All right, so we're talking about the economic news here. And right now, U.S. household debt has gone past $16 trillion with a T, mostly driven by the variable rate credit cards and mortgages and auto loans that are now becoming much more expensive as the interest rates increase there. Meanwhile, story coming on out of Touchstone Connect is saying that 61% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So as we head on into the midterm elections, forget about abortion, forget about transgender rights, forget about LGBTQ, don't even think about Afghanistan or COVID or Ukraine. Think with your wallet. Vote with your wallet. Okay? We're talking about your life, your children, your health, your standard of living. That's what's on the line here. And keep that in mind when you head for the polls. Apparently, the U.S. has lost over 600,000 job openings in June. Employers have stopped filling open positions. Probably their confidence is kind of shot that the economy is going to improve, and so they're basically shutting down and pulling their money back in. Out in California, Geico has closed all 38 of its California insurance offices, putting hundreds of people out of work. And over in China, they have a battery maker, CATL. They're the largest battery maker in the world. And because of Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, they are now postponing a decision on building a multi-billion dollar battery factory in the U.S. And so, yeah, that is now on hold. Thank you, Nancy. We really needed that here. All righty. Now, over at Google and Amazon, more and more their employees have started moving away from the hard left agenda, and they're starting to show concern over these military contracts that Google and Amazon are getting into. And yes, military contracts are very lucrative, and they're very, very concerned about how Google and Amazon have become involved in Israeli war crimes. And employees are trying to fight back against this. And, you know, there have been some resignations and various other issues. So not quite the Google that we saw in that movie, The Internship. That was... which was a fun movie, but it's not what Google's really like, apparently. Over in Lebanon, they're dealing with a food crisis. And unfortunately, Ukraine is using Western support to block flour and wheat from Lebanon's markets. And there was a Syrian-flagged ship that docked in the Lebanese port of Tripoli, was detained last Saturday, preventing the flour and barley from reaching people in the Middle East. Now, this is the same Ukraine that just celebrated the departure of ships from their ports to export their grain to the rest of the world for everybody except apparently Lebanon here. All right, getting into immigration and the border. Over in Massachusetts, citizens are organizing to oppose giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Now, remember, we've got this big issue where illegal immigrants are being given Social Security numbers as they come across the border. They're being given ID cards. They're being given driver's licenses. And, you know, they don't have to prove that they're competent drivers the way you and I do. So anyway... This group called Immigration Patriots is working to basically gather signatures to put a veto referendum on the November ballot to stop illegal immigrants from getting driver's licenses. And I hope they succeed. You know, if you want to be a citizen of the United States, there is a correct legal procedure to follow. Okay. And just opening up the southern border and say, come on in, here's free stuff, here's a Social Security card, here's a driver's license, it's creating a huge problem in this country. And obviously the people in charge don't care because they're looking at all these illegal immigrants as future Democratic voters, which they will be once they have a driver's license or a Social Security card. There's no way to tell that they're not actually citizens. So it's just getting ridiculous. Okay, now, story coming on out of the Truth Seeker in United Kingdom. This whole taking the knee for Black Lives Matter has kind of run its course. And part of it is that Black Lives Matter has been exposed for a lot of damaging revelations. There was one of the BLM founders bought this very expensive dog, you know, a designer dog. Claiming that he needed protection from white supremacists. Another Black Lives Matter founders were buying real estate property with donated money. And so Premier League footballers are likely to stop taking the knee this upcoming season. because of those embarrassing revelations about Black Lives Matter. All right, let's get into school and education and wokeness. And there's an article that came out of American Thinker, a look at the open love Kamala wants in your child's classroom. And they're basically talking about how, you know, in the good old days, and, you know, when I grew up going to school, you know, there were some good teachers, some were medium, a couple of them were really, really bad, but none of them ever talked about their private lives in class, okay? But over at the Libs of TikTok, they're basically showing that every teacher who identifies as LGBTQ plus, minus, sine, cosine, tangent, it has this desperate need to convince these five-year-olds to validate his, her, its choice. Okay? And Kamala Harris thinks that's exactly the way it should be. That when your kid goes to school, the teacher gets to say, you know, I dress up in leather tutus at night, and I want you to approve of that. Okay, so no, that's not what schools are for. Schools are for reading, writing, math, science, art, music, that kind of a thing. Okay, skill building, not indoctrination. Now, let's see. there was a story out of Revolver News. Apparently, there was this teacher turned his high school classroom literally into a homosexual nightclub, and he was teaching dressed up in drag. And you would think this should be something that would be shocking to most Americans, but, you know, it's being normalized. Yeah, this is okay. We can have, you know, the gay lifestyle being sold to your children. That's what your tax dollars are going for, and that's a noble agenda there. You know, forget about math and science. You know, just as long as they have the correct pronouns, that's money well spent here. Okay, now over in Minnesota, there's this elementary school principal basically was advertising transgender and gender identity reading materials for kindergarten through second grade students. So over at the Excelsior Elementary School, the principal, Stacy DeCourcy, put out this video to students and family saying, you know, I've got some books to share with you. One book DeCourcy called Phenomenal was Erica Silverman's Jack Not Jackie. And said, that's going to be on our shelves here. And, you know, again, it's talking about transgenderism. And I don't think it's appropriate to be teaching kids of that age these kind of concepts when they're not even really old enough to understand their own identity or sexuality. This isn't education. This is indoctrination. This is encouraging this as a social ideal rather than acceptance of people who are genuinely, you know, of a different frame of mind, as it were. Okay. Over at Disney, where they seem much more interested in wokeism than on entertainment here, they're coming out with all kinds of woke issues. Last March, Disney came out against parents by opposing Florida's parental rights bill. In April, their desire to insert themselves into politics led Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to sign a bill removing Disney's tax privilege and self-governing status. And Disney's woke history has picked up steam recently. A Disney executive admitted to routinely adding gayness to children's programming. And Disney's desire is to transform culture. A leaked internal document revealed Disney's push to white employees to donate to Black Lives Matter and not question their black peers. Now, their woke version of Buzz Lightyear was a total flop. It was an absolute disaster. Disney's latest woke move comes via the Disney Channel and the introduction of its first ever trans character. Juliana Joel will play Nikki, a recurring role on Home, a reboot of the popular show That's So Raven. So, yeah, there they are here. Over in Texas, there was this college cheerleading camp, and Avery Chanel Medlock, a 25-year-old transgender cheerleader, was kicked out of the cheerleading camp for trying to strangle a biological female teammate, Carly, age 17. It seems that Carly had made the mistake of pointing out that Avery Chanel Medlock had a penis, and that triggered the physical confrontation. So, anyway. Over in Oklahoma, a little bit of common sense, student athletes will now have to sign a biological sex affidavit and compete on teams matching their biological sex. Good for the people up there in Oklahoma. And because of all of this nonsense we have had to endure from the Democrats here, Democrats are losing support across the board. They're appealing to the extreme left, but the extreme left is not a majority. And the Democrats have abandoned middle America, and middle America is standing up and saying this is not working. So over at the New York Times, they're out there now acknowledging Democrats should be afraid of parents. Okay? And they said there's a lot of warning signs for Democrats. The once reliable Latino vote is now split evenly. This is an electoral disaster for Democrats if it stays. If they're still voting half and half in the midterms, Democrats will take it on the chin. And the New York Times played the role of telling Democrats to fear the Latino shift, but doing it in a way that pigeonholes and denigrates the opposition. So the Times is still out there playing politics all that they want to. But yeah, people are really tired of all this nonsense, drag queen story hour. And yeah, they want to go back to some more mainline values, as it were. Okay, story coming on out of FlippingAces.net. It's called The Abortion Nazis. And they're basically talking about how unbelievable it seems to be this determination on the left to kill babies. In fact, there's this pro-abortion activist, I'm blanking on the name right now, came on out publicly saying, I've never had an abortion, and I'm sorry I haven't had one yet. And it's like, you know, death to all unborn babies. And that seems to be the attitude that we're getting from the hard left. Okay? And So, states now that they are free to choose their own abortion laws are doing so. Indiana just passed a very strict abortion law. And somebody I saw on social media, somebody put up a diagram of an embryo's heart just 35 days after the egg is fertilized. You know, just 1 month, 35 days after the fertilization, the heart has all four chambers and is pumping blood in one direction, trading oxygen for carbon dioxide, just 35 days. So this idea that it's just a blob of protoplasm until it's born, no, that science does not back that up here. Meanwhile, over in Idaho, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced a lawsuit against Idaho because they just passed a law severely restricting abortion. Well, that exceeds the executive branch's authority when you come right down to it. And but we have an executive branch with imperial pretensions, as it were. Over in Georgia, kind of an interesting way to deal with the issue, the state of Georgia has announced that embryos with cardiac activity, which means after 35 days of pregnancy, qualify as dependents on the tax returns. And this actually makes sense because, you know, you're having to pay for prenatal care. you know, the expenses don't just start on the day the baby is born. You're having to get all kinds of stuff there. So that actually makes a lot of sense to me, along with acknowledging that the embryos are citizens with certain rights and obligations. And that's definitely a good one. Now, over at Planned Parenthood, which likes to claim they're mostly about choice and abortion was only a tiny bit of their business, and yet Planned Parenthood clinics are shutting down all over the country following the repeal of Roe versus Wade. One of the issues they come up with are these so-called ectopic pregnancies requiring abortions. And that was their thing, saying there's got to be abortion available for ectopic pregnancy. Well, the problem with that is ectopic pregnancies are embryos that implant outside the uterus, like the fallopian tubes. And the surgery required to deal with that is not an abortion. An abortion would do absolutely nothing to deal with an ectopic pregnancy. So Planned Parenthood has now had to change that language on their website. Whoopsie, you caught us. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones,
A house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and over the last couple of years, we have been hearing this constant mantra about white supremacism and whites are bad and whites are violent and all the rest of it, and it has triggered a grassroots reaction on social media where people are posting security camera videos of crimes that are being committed, showing that the perpetrators are overwhelmingly not white. And that is the reality. The FBI statistics confirm it. Most of these robberies and muggings and shootings are being committed by non-whites, and the whites are being demonized for it. Now, there's an interesting little story. This came out of UNS.com. Up in Philadelphia, because of the high levels of black and brown violence, the black council president wants a return of stop and frisk by police. Now, when that was first instituted, it was said, oh, it's racism, it's Jim Crow law, and the idea was they were stopping and frisking people, checking them for weapons. And that was overturned on the idea that it was racist. And, of course, crime has exploded. Okay, and again, go on social media and look at those videos, and you will see where the crime problem is originating. And in some cases, it almost seems like people are being encouraged to behave criminally out of some sense that society owes them more than they have, and therefore it's okay to go on out and take Rolexes and whatnot, things like that. Okay, now, recently the United States Supreme Court issued a ruling that made it harder for states to limit access to guns. Okay, this was seen as a victory for Second Amendment enthusiasts here. And Massachusetts is starting to put together a law. They presented a law that basically tries to impose the same limits in language that evades what the Supreme Court said. So the gun grabbers are not giving up on this. And meanwhile, of course, more and more people are saying, the government doesn't want us to have guns, but boy, they sure want a lot of guns here. And Homeland Security and TSA and them, you expect them to have firearms here, but we have all these traditionally administrative agencies are spending millions and millions of dollars on firearms. And two that come to mind immediately is the Internal Revenue Service, who are now allowed to carry AR-15s, P-90 tactical rifles, and other heavy weaponry. And recently the IRS bought $1.2 million in new ammunition. I don't know. I guess they're going to get more aggressive in stripping the wealth from the American people, and they don't want a lot of argument for that one. Meanwhile, the Small Business Administration, talk about paper pushes, spent tens of thousands of dollars to buy Glocks. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle